right. Thanks very much. We're Test Meet. Thanks again to MFO, and thank you for listening.
reckless as they come. You're as 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 reckless as they come.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard a brand new tune from lovely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys, and it's Lisa's birthday. Say happy birthday, Lisa.
Everybody. Happy birthday,
happy
Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Yeah. The microphones are working, so make sure you get into the microphone so you can have your, like, nice, face for radio voice.
Yeah, I'm going to put my face right into it.
Yeah.
Like
right
that.
Here. That's how the good professionals do it.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're learning over here.
Yeah.
A lot of faces have touched that mic, Daryl.
Good. I hope so.
Yeah, so that was like a pretty good, awesome set.
Was it?
Guys played. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The mix sounded really cool. I like the drums sounded like huge and...
Nice. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think I had fun playing. Hopefully it sounded good.
Yeah, we had a blast. Yeah,
I almost didn't get to be here. So
yeah, we had a little problem with a little drum problem, which you were aware of.
Yeah,
but we solved it.
Totally resolved.
It's good to have drums in every neighborhood.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
A drum kit that you could use.
I think we need to look into that.
Yeah,
just
rent a kit
in every city.
It's like in a like having a street,
every city
having a street team. It's like having street drums.
Yes, I'm a big fan of the backline club. You know what I mean? When you walk into a venue and there's already a five piece kit you can kind of mess with. I'm a big fan of that. I'm like carrying a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's like a pro kind of a club. Yeah.
I'd rather carry my own bass stuff always, because almost never do I come across anything decent.
But what if you design, the back line for some, and then everybody else would hate it?
Yeah, probably.
Everybody else.
Then
but who cares?
Then John Doe would come in and be like, what's this?
It just matters what I like.
That's true.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Arnie is very, very particular about his tone. He's a tone guy.
Well, that's why you guys, get along, because you're all kind of...
Tone guys?
Tone heads?
No, because you're all
jerks?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're from Boston. We're jerks.
Like what they call type A personality. Like, not like type A, like the city, but
No, definitely not.
Type A negative?
Something like that, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice.
I'll be here all week.
Oof.
We don't have any veal, though.
Well, thanks for having us, man. This is kind of fun. I like this. Playing in here. It was my first time actually playing here. I only got to do an interview in this building a few years ago, but it's pretty awesome.
I played here 20, how long ago? 26 years ago, believe it or not. I was in another band.
Was it Deathlock?
Yes. Yeah. We played on Bazooka Joe's show.
Yeah.
And it was just as hot.
I don't know. I don't know Bazooka Joe, but I'm told I'm hot. So.
You are.
Yes.
I did an On the Town show in 2004, I think. Maybe 5. Right around there. In that room. Savon was the engineer.
Savon.
Yep.
Everyone knows Savon.
Yeah, he lives in Los Angeles now. Yeah.
He's in LA now.
I don't remember who the DJ was, but...
Wasn't me.
I think no, you would remember that.
That
was me.
No idea.
But. Wolfman Jack.
So I'm glad that somebody's wearing leopard print.
I had to. I actually thought of it as I was driving over here.
I
thank the Lord above that I wore this hat today.
That is excellent.
Yeah, because I was thinking about wearing the bathrobe, but I was like, I was looking at the temperature, and I was like, well, no.
Just, not today. No, yeah, I had to.
It would be comfortable in here, but I'd have to, like, you know, on the jetpack, I'd have to wear it, you know, because I don't walk anywhere. I don't wear fanny packs when I'm...
You wear a jetpack.
On the jetpack.
Okay.
You know, because that...
Not even the front?
That messes with aerodynamics.
It'll be bathrobes weather soon.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Yeah, yeah.
Not soon enough.
Not soon enough.
I'm done with the summer.
Yeah.
All done. You're ready to just stab this summer and, like...
That's it. In the face.
And then throw it down the stairs.
I hate it.
Like Al Jurgensen.
Yes.
Just like him.
No, not like throwing Al Jurgensen down the stairs. How he throws people down the stairs.
Is that what he does?
There's videos. There's like
does YouTube, he still do that?
YouTube videos. There's a whole channel of Al Jurgensen throwing people down the stairs.
Really?
Yeah.
When I get home, I'm going to go in that wormhole.
Yeah.
I wonder if he charges people for that. Like, oh, you want to come over my house? I'll throw you down the stairs. $5.
Is there like a compilation of these things?
Yeah.
Really? He does it that often?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was Madonna.
I'm serious, right?
I think Madonna's one of them, yeah.
Also happy birthday, yeah. 59.
Madonna's 59.
She's only fallen down like 3 times this past year. She's doing well.
Yeah, Lady Gaga's a lot younger, and she falls down all the time. Yeah.
Get it together, Gaga. Be easy. You think so?
So do you guys get remarks, you know, your name is Test Meat. Do you guys get remarks of, oh, yeah, Lady Gaga wears meat? Like, are you guys influenced by Lady Gaga?
That has never come up.
That's first time for everything.
That could be good for us, though.
Yeah, that might be. Hey, we're looking to move units, so if that's what works.
We'll say that that's where we got our name from. Well, it's from Lady Gaga. We were inspired by her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously. Come on.
With our music, we can tell we obviously listen to a lot of Lady Gaga.
Heat Knob is a big Lady Gaga ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That performance with Metallica, top shelf. Totally not, I'm lying.
I'm only going to hashtag Instagram photos from this point forward as Lady Gaga.
Yeah, we'll jump on the Gaga train. We'll just get on there. Thanks. That'll be good.
Hopefully it's better than the Orange Line.
Yes.
I don't know that band, the Orange Line.
No. I'm surprised it's not a band. There has to be a Boston band somewhere in history. Whether they were popular or not was called the Orange Line. 1972. Three dudes in a garage in Dorchester.
There'd be like a band that like never takes showers.
Probably.
They could have been like a 1940s swing band called the Orange Line.
Yeah. Where are the Orange Line?
Performing on Green Street, you know?
Green Street? You mean like Green Street Grill or Green Street, you know?
Jamaica Plain?
What do you mean Green Street?
The old venue Green Street. I missed it by like the 2 years. Like,
the Jamaica Plain Green Street.
Jamaica Plain Green Street venue. Nirvana played there. Some other bands played there, you know.
But why Green Street?
There's also Green Street Central Square.
It's on the Orange Line, but it's called Green Street. Yes, I live right by there.
It should be on the Green Line.
Green Street amuses you or something? What?
It's just how it is. I didn't name it. I would name it something different. I would name it something more amusing.
That's a really boring orange name Street. For yeah. Green Street.
Yeah, Green Street. On the Orange Line. Get it? It's like, no.
Why is there an Orange Street on the Green Line?
There's other colors. There's like chartreuse.
There's so many colors.
There's like fuchsia.
Yeah. You're wearing like 40 of them right now.
Yeah.
You can pick one.
there's a lot of green. There's no like blue streets or like, hey, this is Yellow Street. I live on Yellow Street, right?
Yeah, it's always like Green Street.
It's Green Street. It's dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Simple. Some guy was like, what do you want to call it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Now I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God that place is closed. Rest in peace. All venues. Spotlight just closed today up in Beverly.
I never went there. Yeah.
So venues are closed.
All right. Yeah. Let's hear it for another closing. Yeah.
Boston's closed. Yeah. Now Beverly's closed.
Well, they're probably going to make luxury condos in Beverly.
Yeah.
Right?
Oof.
It's so luxurious.
They think they are. Actually, the price is kind of skyrocketing.
Actually, that's true. Beverly is probably pretty nice.
And then,
it's beautiful.
I'm sorry, Beverly.
I think I've driven through there before.
It was a cool club.
It was all right.
I liked it.
I didn't drive through the club, though.
You could have.
Now you can. No one would care.
My dad had a friend who would, every once in a while, he would drive through a bar.
With his car, just drive through the bar?
Just so
plow through it.
Back then, it was like legal to drink and drive, which we don't endorse at WMFO.
Of course.
Don't drink and drive. But he used to do that, and he would just... You know, he was supposed to make a turn, but he just, like, drove right into the bush. But he only did it when they were closed, so, you know.
Well, that's good.
I mean, yeah, less, you know, less fatalities.
Yeah, yeah. Less. Well,
probably none.
Hopefully
there
none.
Were, no, there weren't. There weren't any.
Yeah, zero. Yeah. Oh, okay. Even better.
Yeah. So, you know, you just, it helps the economy if you destroy buildings.
True, because then you have to build a new one.
Yeah.
It, creating jobs.
Yeah.
Infrastructure.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to do on the ride home today, Bill?
I think we should drive into a building.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, you guys thought you were just going to be, like, bored out of your minds just driving out of here.
No.
Like, oh, it's Wednesday night? Like, what are we going to do?
We were all going to go out for cake later for Madonna's birthday.
Cake? The band Cake is playing?
Oof. No.
Where are they playing?
they were playing in Beverly, but now
it's sort of
canceled.
Yeah.
Canceled, so now we're going to drive into a building.
I don't know this band Canceled. Is that Robin Goodhue's new band?
There we go. There we go. I like that.
It's actually a good band name, Cancel. Hi, we're Cancel. Thanks for coming.
I think Robin just texted me. Oh, no.
He's always texting me. Yeah. Loser.
It's going to turn to a Robin bashing session. No, we can't. We're not going to do that. What's that?
He texts me regularly at like 3 a.m. I
just got a text from him like out of the blue that just said, "You're dead."
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was amusing. Yeah.
It is good. It's a solid text.
So we should plug your next show at O'Brien's.
Yep, September 12th, O'Brien's.
Yep.
3 Harvard Ave at Alston.
With some touring out-of-town band.
Yeah, Midnight Ghost Train from Kansas. Mm-hmm. They have a few albums out.
They're pretty good.
I think they're on maybe Nuclear Blast or something.
Are they from the band Kansas or the state Kansas?
A little bit of both. I think it's a little bit. The band Kansas birthed them. No,
yeah.
That's disgusting. No. They're from the state of Kansas. They might like Kansas. One of them looks like he's in Kansas.
It's a good look for 20-somethings now.
So he looks really like far away. So he's like really small.
Yeah, yeah. Very tiny.
Yeah.
Big beard.
Yeah. Well, you have to have a big beard.
Yeah.
Does he have a pointy beard?
I don't think so.
That's where I would store my picks. If I was a guitar player, I would just fill my beard with picks.
Oh, yeah? I grew my beard out then.
And try that.
Yeah.
But yeah, your beard would have to be kind of sticky, though. You know,
I mean, I'm assuming it's full of sweat, you know, or beer or something. If you're
I'm assuming most beards that long are sticky.
Yeah.
I think they've done studies of that, like where they.
Like, do you think Tiny Man Woe has like a bunch of picks at the end of their beard and they're just like, oh?
They probably find like guitars and, yeah.
Yeah, there's all sorts of, there's houses in there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why, you know, real estate is going so high, because people lose houses in their beards, and people are like,
where's my house?
Where's my house?
I have to.
This is not my beautiful house.
I have to rent like a new place, because I can't find my house.
Well,
check your beard.
It's probably the one with the leopard print door.
Is that like checking your privilege? Checking your beard?
Yeah. Check your head.
Yeah.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Sorry.
Check your beard before you wreck your beard.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is they like checking to see if it's a fake one, if you can like snap it?
Always. I mean, I walk around a lot just pulling on strangers' beards. Like, is this real?
See if you can snap them, yeah.
I've only gotten into 3 fights because of that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
See,
those are good odds.
You can still run. You can still run fast.
No, I don't even run. I fall over.
You just give him a death stare. Oh, you fall over.
Yeah, you just completely collapse.
And they're like, "Where'd he go? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe probably it works. Probably you somebody's beard now.
Fall. It usually diffuses the fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
I just picture you falling in random. Welcome to Medford.
Yep.
Welcome.
It works.
Welcome to.
Good. Laugh it up. Go ahead.
Laugh it up. We had some other shows coming up, too, just out of Boston. We're playing Kodo on the 9th of September.
Yeah, we have a couple of shows coming up at Kodo. Yeah.
Playing a show in October.
When is that?
October 20th.
The September 9th with Das Morate and Knockover City.
Cool.
Who I love.
Yeah.
And then there's another one in October.
Yep.
I don't have the date.
With Set Fire. New Set Fire. Great new band. They're actually recording their demos, I think, this weekend, or recording their first releases this weekend, which is nice. Band's putting out new stuff. It's good stuff.
And we have another good show coming up. We can't announce what it is yet. Great Scott in October. but it's a secret right now.
Your October is booked.
This is a pre-announcement announcement.
Right. Yes. Secret announcement. I can't say what it is. It's not announced yet, but it's going to be a good one. October. Great Scott.
Yeah.
I might not even know about it.
Clear your calendars for October because it's coming.
Just the whole month. Just
the whole month.
Yeah. Just block it off. Test meet.
Test meet.
Yes.
.bandcamp.com.
Well, some bands have like residencies where, you know.
It's true.
You could have a residency where it's, you know, all month or something.
I'm into that.
Every night?
No, you do like.
That'd be awful.
Every Thursday, and you get to do the whole lineup, like two curate sets, the whole night.
Two sets per night. You know, it's like the Beatles when they went to Germany.
To the Beatles?
You wouldn't
do
need
that?
To rent a practice space.
Were the Beatles German?
No, they were not German.
No, they went to Germany.
Oh.
Just like Jimi Hendrix went to England. You know, you can't get famous in your own country.
No.
You have to go somewhere else.
I've tried.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried going to Mexico. It didn't work.
No, but you've...
What were you trying to do in Mexico?
No, but you've toured Europe, and they think you're famous over there.
Yeah, I tell them I am.
They're like, wow, yeah.
Yeah, they don't know.
Like thousands of people.
They have no idea. They have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm this guy. This is like a crummy little studio apartment in Malden. You know, thanks.
Well, I think they just think that if a band is playing a huge show, that they're probably famous or something.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's
and people just show
keep
up.
Keep thinking that, people.
Totally fine.
Keep the hope alive.
Yeah. Yeah, don't tell them. Okay.
Yeah, just keep dreaming. It's nice.
Yeah.
Positive thoughts.
Yeah.
In such a non-positive world we live in these days.
I don't want to talk about the world.
We're not going to.
No.
Just how he's toured the world, and we're gonna
only part of it,
2/3.
I want to tour Mexico.
I hear it's dangerous, Mexico.
It's very dangerous. That's like, part of the allure.
Definitely the allure.
Well, we learned you just fall over.
It's like
exactly
might get taken hostage, might get beheaded.
Might know. No, there's like 100% chance that you're gonna die if you go to Mexico.
But at least they
you're taking that risk with the Orange Line too, right?
At least they behead people just for the heck of it in Mexico. Yeah, yeah. It's not like for religious reasons.
Yeah, there's some story like on the news lately with this, people getting like poisoned, like at resorts or something. Seriously, like in like luxury resorts in Mexico.
I heard that they were putting. Drugs in the drinks.
Is that what it was?
Oh, it's okay. like roofying, but yes, it's like, but you die.
Yeah. No,
yes, I think so. No, I don't know if they, I don't think they died.
Over,
I have no idea.
Over hallucinated or something. That's a story
but
I
it's
heard.
Like, it's a thing that happens often down there. It's weird, so.
So maybe that's why you want to tour there.
No, I don't I don't want to go there anymore.
Good.
I changed my mind.
Well, people should always drink in sippy cups, you know, because that way nobody can put like a roofie in unless they put it in the sippy cup thing, and you'd have to be like James Bond.
Unless you roofie yourself.
Yeah, and blame somebody else.
Take advantage of yourself.
Just go to the model. It's the same thing.
Yeah, do that to yourself, and then, you know, tell them somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like gaslighting yourself and roofing yourself. Yeah. It's easy.
It's the way to be.
Yeah.
2017.
All right. Thanks a lot, Test Meat.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Testmeat.bandcamp.com.
Thank you, Joel.
Come see us September 9th in Cotto if you're in the Salem area. September 12th, O'Brien's in Alston. Be great.
Yeah, check us out on Bandcamp.
Yeah, we're going to hear like another new song from Lisa Coyne. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Since you put me down, I'm gonna try and turn it around.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard a new tune from... Abby Barrett. But before that, we heard a new tune from Lovely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys, who are doing a debut show on September 28th at the Rockwell, which used to be called the Davis Square Theater, with Megan Tracy and... couple other bands. Also another show coming up, Peter Bazell and the Academy at Thunder Road Friday, August 18th at 9 p.m. Now we're going to hear a tune from Lily Black.
There is one thing I can play. than ever before.